Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey has our extremely local news report this morning, beginning with breaking barbershop news from Little Italy. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, breaking barbershop news. It's a fun story we did earlier this week about a gentleman by the name of Razor Red. He is the barber to the stars, particularly the Chicago Bulls. He's built up a great business at 2234 West Taylor Street, and it's really a good place to go if you're looking for celebrity sightings in Chicago. Everyone from Dwayne Wade to Zach LaVine to Scottie Pippen, they find their way to Razor Red, who started off just cutting Nike swooshes in the neighborhood as a kid growing up. He built up a reputation, an NBA player. Hired him to actually travel around with them, and when they parted ways, he gave him such a big tip, he was able to start a barbershop with the money. So that's, think about those kind of tips this holiday season.
Yes.
big enough to start a business. But yes, Terrence Willis, great local story. Stacey King on the Bulls broadcast the other night was giving him a shout out. We went out and talked to him, and just a fantastic guy. Small businessman, but has really built up a business. So if you're looking for to get a new cut, anyone can walk in. You might get a chance to bump into Scotty or Zach or any of the Bulls, old or new. Razor Red on Taylor Street in Little Italy.
Yeah, let's just hope that Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen aren't there at the same time. Let's talk about the popular Lincoln Park bar. Last call for them, huh?
Right. Yes. There's no more extremely local news than the local tavern. Everyone, if you're lucky, you've got one in your neighborhood where people know your name. The Cheers-like place. This is Augie's Booze and Schmooze. It's at 1721 West Wrightwood in Lincoln Park, and it's really in a residential neighborhood. You're just, I would say, typical corner tavern, but to all the regulars, it's more than that. It's closing on Tuesday for probably about a year or so. The owner, Ozzy, died earlier this year, unfortunately, and it's been sold. It's going to be renovated, potentially with an event space on the top, but the new owner says she's going to try to keep the vibe of Augie's. There's been holiday decorations that said long before there were pop-up holiday Christmas shops. This place has been decorating, going completely decked out. They do fundraisers for Misericordia, volleyball tournaments, and just a favorite place of the locals. So the last call is this coming Tuesday. I know Ozzy's sister Vicky is listening. She was out there last night, and as the regulars were coming in just to say goodbye to the neighborhood institution. But hopefully by 2023, it'll be back in some form, and the regulars will have some place to come out again.
Yeah, hail and farewell, Augie's Booze and Schmooze. Love that that name, 1721 West Wrightwood. And finally, we have a nice Christmas story from the Little Village area.
Yeah, this is great. Little Village and the Pilsen neighborhoods are really known for their very vibrant murals, and one of the more famous ones is Our Lady of Guadalupe one at it's on the side of the grocery store at 2637 South Pulaski. It's really huge. It's a couple stories tall, very vibrant. It was done almost 20 years ago, and the interesting part recently was Congressman Chuy Garcia was out there and had they had taken a photo of him. It had been posted on Facebook, and it finally got back to the artist, and he looked at it and he said, boy, that mural's seen better days. I need to get out there. So he's come back out after almost 20 years. This is Hector Gonzalez, and he's out there. He might be out there now, and he's completely restoring the mural, much more vibrant colors. He's trying to get it done by early December. I guess today's early December. He's trying to get it done by December 12th. And really just sort of as a gift to the neighborhood, just to spruce it up. And we've got some photos of it at blockclubchicago.org, and it's really something to see. And people have been coming by and honking their horn and coming out and meeting him, because no one ever knew who did it. He didn't sign it. He did it as a gift, but now he's back out there freshening it up, and it's really something to see. Hector Gonzalez.
Check out the mural, 2367 South Pulaski. Seamus, you have a good day. Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.